turnout has been a particular issue, with critics saying that there was just about 40% turnout, and even that, some say, was an overestimation. But voters say that they're hoping that the government's focus now will be on the state of the economy and on tackling the issues of corruption. Bangladeshis are suffering, many voters say, with a cost of living crisis. And this is interesting because Sheikh Hasina was lauded after she came to power back in 2009 for turning Bangladesh's economic history around, lifting millions out of poverty and making that country one of the fastest growing in the region, including outpacing neighbor India. So many are hoping that the government will be able to keep its focus on issues that matter to the people. But some experts are warning that, with the government now having faced criticism of cracking down on dissent and on the opposition itself, that the government is facing the risk of turning into an autocracy, and that could mar Bangladesh's economic prospects as well.